I'll start afresh. Good evening. You know, in Fort Lauderdale, I make the announcements, and I say good morning, and I see more in this room than it's at Fort Lauderdale. And if I say good morning, I hear good morning. I say good morning again, so I'll say good evening again.
Evening.
Thank you. I bring the love and greetings with me from the saints in Fort Lauderdale. In our first ministry on Friday evening, our brother brought forth to us that we may see Jesus and him only. And that was a wonderful thought to occupy our hearts as we started our conference. We've had some wonderful things brought before us, and truly we trust that it might not just be for head knowledge, but it might be for heart occupation. When we consider the Lord Jesus, there is no such subject as glorious as he. There's none to be compared to him. But you know, this evening I was sitting in my seat and some thoughts came to mind, and I sat, and then Laurel brought forth the fact that our sister Hilma was not doing well. Otherwise, they would have been here as in former years. Then our brother Milton said, let us pray. And this evening, I wonder if we could look at this wonderful portion that is ours, which is access. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, and I'll read one verse. And it says in verse 51, we'll read verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Earlier in our studies today, we heard that the high priest could only once a year go into the holiest of all. And he had to bring something for himself and for his family, and then a sacrifice for the people. The people under the old economy did not have direct access to God. And this evening, when we looked at Leviticus chapter 16, we see that. And then when we look at the high priest going in, you know, there were some bells that when he walked around, they could hear if he was okay. But this evening, because of who we have, as we've been looking at, as our great high priest, there's this blessed access which is ours. In Hebrews chapter 4, and that's the first thought I want to look at towards access. And I think somewhat of that was brought out this evening when our brother Milton prayed. In Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 16, we're enjoined, it says, let us therefore come boldly. The veil of the temple has been rent. Access has now been granted because of who did a work. Before we even think about that access, we have to consider what was the cost for this access to come about. We know the cost was the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that he died, but he rose again. But we have to consider the cost to himself in order for us to be brought into this blessed portion. And as we consider him, as our eyes are cast upon him, as we delight to look on him, he is the one that has caused this access to come about. And because the access is there, because he is there, he would enjoin us in verse 16 to come boldly. We don't have to be scared. To the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace in time of need. So, you know, the prayer meeting is a wonderful thing. We can go to the throne of grace to bring to God those things that are of concern to us. Those things that mercy and grace is needed for. And so this access is available based upon the Lord Jesus and what he has done. Then we turn to Hebrews chapter 10. And verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In chapter 4, it is to ask, to make request. In chapter 10, it's just to be in the presence of God. To be there, delighting in that which delights his own heart, I would think. It says, boldness to enter into the holiest, into God's presence, where God is. You know, on the Lord's Day morning, when we come, we bring the things of Christ. There's this joy that we have. Boldness into the holiest, in the very presence of God, where God dwells. To be taken up with that which he delights in. Does he delight in anyone else than his well-beloved son? And so we have this blessed access, not just to ask, not just to bring to him that which we stand in need of, but even beyond that, to be in his very presence, to delight in that which he delights in. What has been opened to us? What a privilege is ours. We've been hearing that we have the great high priest. And because he's there, we are there as well. Just to think of access that has been granted. What a portion is ours. Sometimes we don't realize what we've come into. What is ours? What the Lord Jesus has brought us into. It overwhelms the soul as we consider these things for his name's sake.
Sorry for some mistakes when I speak, but we have think about prayer, and we have do a prayer, and we have hear about a need. Very important every time to pray. But I would like to see a little bit deeper what prayer must do. And in the Old Testament, I think we have two persons who we didn't find mistakes in the life of Joseph and in the life of Daniel. And I would like to read with you Daniel 9. Some verse in Daniel 9. The Lord has given me this chapter. It's not an easy chapter, but we find very important thing in chapter 9, And it's interesting when you read Nehemiah, right? Nehemiah, is it correct? Nehemiah 9, you have the same exercise also in prayer. But we are looking in Daniel 9, some verse. Do we have children here also this evening? Yes, very good. We know Daniel. He was a young man, and what has he done? When we think, and I ask this question especially for the children, you can give an answer also. When you hear Daniel, what do you think then? We sing to prayer, but also a fight. A lion, yes, lion. But in chapter 9, we see something else. We read from verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of the regents, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of years which was revealed us, the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, the prophet, for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I give my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sorrow, and ash. One very important lesson. Prayer is every time coming out from the word from our Lord. That is a reason also, sometimes it is helpful before we have a prayer meeting to read one or two verses. Not too much, but it is helpful. This morning we have read verses in the prayer meeting, also very helpful. Every time, also when we are alone in the morning, I don't know if you study the word in the morning or in the day, read the Bible, read some verse, and then go in prayer. And here, in Daniel 9, it is a very hard fight. And I don't know if I, with my, only my, the, I don't have a lot of words in English, but we have other brothers, perhaps later we can see a little bit more here in Daniel 9. We see What the word from the Lord has made and product in the life from Daniel. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see that. We see the Lord Jesus so many times going to the mountain. And what was he doing? Looking the sea? No. He was early in the morning, we read in Mark 1st, he was preaching very late in the night and helping so many people, but early in the morning he was going out to the mountain and in prayer. He, the Son of God, was seeking the face from his Father. And here now we go deeper. In verse 4, I pray it, Daniel 9, verse 4, I pray it to the Lord, my God. Is the Lord Jesus really your, can you say, my Lord? Is everybody here in this room, everybody can say, yes, the Lord Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Daniel could say it. Here in chapter 9, he is an old man. Perhaps between 80 and 90 years, old man. He has lived so many exercises with his Lord. and he can say, my Lord, and confess and said, here we have something very important. Confess. Daniel confess. What has he to confess? Do we know also when we are Christian, we sin? And what we are doing with sin? We have studied this afternoon something about the Lord Jesus. But in my heart, it was the verse from 1 John chapter 2. Perhaps we can read this verse. 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is a for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Yes, very important to pray for the sister. Very important to pray before we eat. Very important when we go to a conference to pray. But do we know in words or in words or in thinking or perhaps with our eyes we have sinned? Perhaps today, perhaps yesterday, or in this week, what we do with this sin? Have we this love to our Lord Jesus to bring him and to speak about our personal sin with him? We see very quickly the sin from our sister and brothers. We see that, and then we say, oh, he is really not a good Christian. And then I think, okay, I have also made a sin, but it's not so big. I give my personal value to the sin. But here in Daniel, he reads something, and this reading, this word, bring him in prayer, and then he know when I ask something to my Lord. First, I must confess things who are wrong in my life. Also, Lord, verse 4, the great, we return to Daniel 9, 4, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and love kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. Oh, it was in the life from Daniel so. It was so. And we see it also in Nehemiah. Nehemiah was asking about Jerusalem, and they tell him what is about the wall, and then he began to cry. He was not there. He was not there. But he began to cry. And he see a sickness. He sees something what is wrong. And we must every time understand, yes, we have a Father. Yes, we have a Savior. But when we are coming to the Lord, it is not a very important person. Perhaps when we see a very important person in Jamaica, we think, oh, nice. For 2 months I have been in Brazil, in a very small town, and the mother from the president from Brazil lives there, in this town, 94 years. And when I was arriving, I hear the president will come next day, visit his mom. Oh, next day, all the village was there and was shaking the hand from the president. And I was there also. I was looking at that, and interesting what they do with this president. But when we go to the Lord, he's more important than the president from Brazil, or your president. I don't know what you have. I don't know your political constitution. I don't know. But sometimes we see people with good t-shirts. Yes, all things. But when we go to the Lord Jesus, when we come to him, do we understand we are sinners? And surely we have to do something wrong. And we must confess it. We must say it to him. In the evening, when we go to bed, we must think about different things from the day. And perhaps with our wives, with our children, or somebody, perhaps we must make something in order. We must bring things in order. Tomorrow, we break bread. Are really all things correct in our assemblies, in our families? Are all things in order? I will not seek problems. Everyone here must think about his personal life. Daniel, he was good. And he has understand. For those who love him and keep his commandments. Do you have read this verse? It's nice here. I have looked all the verses. Look at this verse. Three things. Every time. Oh, yes, I know the verse. Oh, it's good. But work, verses must work in our hearts, must produce something, must bring out something. We're not. Nothing changed. Verse 5. Daniel 9, verse 5. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled. Even turn it aside from your commandment and ordinance. Wow. Daniel, what do you tell here? He said, we, you understand, we. He put himself under this problem. And that is where we have problems. Oh, yes, we look at him, what he has done. But the Lord will that we bring things in order and we cry with somebody. A sin or something what is wrong from somebody else, what does it make in our personal life? Which reaction? That is what the Lord Jesus will. We must not sin, put the sin to our lives. No, only the Lord Jesus can forgive sins. But we see here what Daniel has done. He said, we have sinned. You understand what I will say? We have sinned. That we must understand. That can help in our families, in our assemblies, to understand what the Lord Jesus will product. Between verse 5 and 15, we don't read it now, Daniel spoke over all the problems. He said, And never he said, they have done it, sorry, my Lord, they have done it. No. We have to do it. We. That is work to the knee. That is come down. Sorry, my Lord. That is what the Lord Jesus will what we do sometime. And then we go now to 16 to 17. Sorry, I don't read all the verses between 5 and 16, but please read it alone. Read it alone and think about. But now in 16, O Lord, in accordance with all your righteous act, let now your anger, and your right torn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountains, for because of our sins and the iniquity of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all souls around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of your servant. What a servant, Daniel. Listen. He has fought against the lions, and now he said, listen to your servant. And to his supplication. And for your sake, O Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. Verse 18, O my God, incline your care and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation. And the city which is called by your name, for we are not presenting our supplication before you and account of any merits of our own, but on account of your great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action for your own sake. O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. It's a wonderful place, the assembly around the Lord Jesus. A wonderful place. First thing what a man must find is the Lord Jesus. And the second thing is the place around the Lord Jesus. But tomorrow, I know a lot of people in Jamaica are born again. I'm here now 2 weeks and I have found so many people and I have given tracts and said, I'm born again. I'm a Christian. I know. I have seen in their face. Yes, they are Christian. But tomorrow morning, we are only few persons to understand what it doesn't mean. Only the Lord Jesus. And we must not look what they make wrong with us. We must look first in our place, in our assemblies, what is wrong. Because that is what the Lord Jesus will. Peter was also occupied with John. And then he said to him, you follow me. And perhaps this thinking about prayer, it's very helpful. Also, especially for the young people, I will invite you to read chapter 9 in Nehemiah and Daniel 9. And then you see the same things. They don't pray for themselves, they pray for Jerusalem, and they bring they under the sin from all the people. Perhaps the Lord can help us to understand a little bit more when he has said, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Wonderful Savior, what we have. And a wonderful word, what we have. Please read it. Take it with you. Have it every day with you. May the Lord bless you.